Welcome to Would You Rather Roommate Edition, Season 2?
Episode 1.
Question mark?
Yeah, that's why we were gone for so long. Oh,
Colin.
My name is Sage.
Period. My name is Jackson.
Sean.
Sky.
No more Patty, huh?
Oh, we changed your name on the podcast.
Oh, to what?
To Patty.
I don't know. Patty. I listened to an episode today that
Patty?
We did. And you were pretty adamant that I needed to call you Patty, so.
Oh, well, we could do Patty.
Why'd you just turn the lights off?
I thought it would be more romantic.
Okay.
It is.
I literally just turned those on because it was too dark in here.
Oh, do you
it's
want
fine.
Them
no, it's
I
fine.
I like
sit
them
down.
Off.
Sit down.
It makes a vibe.
So, I guess this is season 2 because we were gone for so long. That's why, right?
That's why.
We were cooking up all the extra.
We were just really busy with the van builds. A lot of projects, a lot of things have happened.
A lot of heartbreaks.
Yeah.
Really?
You want to talk about your heartbreak?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay, what is it?
I don't know, just human interaction. I'm stuck with you guys. I need some real human interaction.
Can you explain to our listeners what you do every day during COVID?
Sean asked us what the weather was outside because he didn't want to go out and look.
I don't know. It's Corona season, man. I don't want to get coroned.
No? Yeah, little context, COVID-19 is happening, and Sean, in the middle of the pandemic, has been working at home, and he's really taken to it, because I don't think I think in the past 2 months, how long have you been working at home?
2 months?
Yeah, in the past 2 months, I've seen you take your car, leave in your car from this house once.
Sean hasn't
to go get McDonald's
his car until Corona.
Came home, I have not filled up my car, and it's like almost empty. Not yet, but it's been 2 months and I haven't filled up my car.
And when I saw you leaving, I was like, Sean, you're leaving the house? And you had like a really nice shirt on, like a flannel shirt, like I'd never seen you wear before.
Like, I'm just taking the trash out, I'll be back.
I was like, Sean, you got all this, looks nice. He's like, yeah, I got dressed up to go to McDonald's.
That house being in COVID.
I mean, I don't have anything else to dress up for. And then guess what? I came home and I took it off and got my comfy clothes.
Sounds about right.
It's lonely here in COVID.
Dude, this is the perfect time.
I mean,
you
could go outside, you know.
The gas is so cheap.
You could come on walks with us sometimes.
Yeah,
go longboard.
I didn't want to walk. Stupid, but it was fun. I'll talk louder.
All right, well.
Enough about me, guys. Let's talk about someone else.
I say we just jump right into it, huh?
Let's do it.
Okay. The theme that I decided is Harry Potter.
Hey.
Because last time we did Star Wars, and we were all so engaged, and so I figured we should do another movie one, because we could get pretty, you know.
Sage, we already lost to these two right here.
I thought you were really into Harry Potter too.
Not as much as these guys.
Well, I know
like,
that.
I love Harry Potter.
This is
but
they're
I'm
gonna
not
be
as
like
as these guys.
We don't even need a fact checker. They'll like have it in their brains.
Yeah.
So if we get something wrong or if we need further explanations, I'm relying on you two.
Full disclosure: I just listened to the first episode of the Harry Potter readings on Spotify.
Ooh.
That they're doing. You know how they have?
I have no idea.
Daniel Radcliffe read chapter one of Harry Potter.
Why did you
one?
Just assume we knew that?
Oh, I thought, I don't know.
Full
it's
disclosure,
pretty,
I just
pretty...
listened to Beetle and the Bod by J.K. Rowling.
What is that?
It's a book.
Wow, you were right, Sean.
So, yeah. You guys are screwed.
Never heard of any of those. Okay, first question. Would you rather have Hagrid as your dad or have Professor Dumbledore as your dad?
Dad or daddy? Because that's a big difference.
Father. Blood father.
Dumbledore, what the... Dumbledore, man. Yeah.
Why? Why
he's
is that
very,
so
he's
easy?
Already Harry Potter's father
of his age.
I guess Hagrid
more than the nose guy? What's his name?
Voldemort.
Voldemort?
Yeah. The only person that Voldemort was ever scared
of... he who
was...
shall not be named.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we'll say his name here.
The only person he ever feared was Albus Dumbledore.
Yeah.
And the only person that everybody fears is...
So, you know, if the worst guy fears that guy, I'm going to stay away from the other guy.
Yeah, compared to literally every person on the planet that fears Voldemort.
That's only because Albus doesn't.
I'm not thinking of the magical world. I'm just thinking, like, would I personally like Dumbledore or Hagrid more as a father figure? So, like, Voldemort doesn't even exist in my mind right now.
You know what I'm saying? You're not thinking of the magical world that we're talking about right now?
You said Hagrid or Dumbledore, so I'm thinking if my father was actually Dumbledore or actually Hagrid. But I'm not thinking, like, I'm in Hogwarts. And
but they come with the magical powers.
Yeah, but it's just them, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I'll choose Hagrid, dude.
I think I'd choose Hagrid.
Cool father, dude.
Hagrid's dope.
He's the type of father that'd be like your best friend and stuff like that. You'd play catch with dad. And then Dumbledore's like your, you know, like, I don't know, you're someone who you don't really talk to. He's not your best friend. He's kind of like this old dude. Then he's just like kind of a wise mentor.
Here's why I would pick Dumbledore. I think he would teach me more, and I would like grow more learning from him more than Hagrid. Like, Hagrid's kind of like
Hagrid's like a homie.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like a dumb oaf.
You don't need someone. You don't need someone to teach you something. You can just learn it by yourself.
But Dumbledore's like, you know, it's a good like someone to look up to, you know? That's my reasoning. And then I can learn my magic better and be like, Pew-tew-tew-tew-tew!
Hagrid all the way.
Got it.
Team Hagrid.
Dumbledore.
Why?
All the way.
Why?
The true fans know.
I mean, if you're a real fan, then you know.
Yeah, but Hagrid has a cooler beard.
That's debatable.
That's debatable. Are we talking about original Dumbledore actor or the second guy?
Are we talking about thickness of beard or elegance of beard?
Are we talking about the creepy Dumbledore or like the Santa Claus Dumbledore?
Are they really different actors?
Yeah.
Oh, I had no idea.
Oh, it's going to be a rough question. Do you want us to read the questions first?
We are 50-50 on that, then.
No, I think they make sense.
Okay.
I pulled some of them from the internet.
Oh, that works.
But I kind of, like, hodgepodge some of them together. Sean, you're sticking with Hagrid, right?
Yep.
And he has that cool pet, dude.
Yep.
He has lots come of with cool him? Pets.
Well, and look, Dumbledore would be stressed all the time and have lots of responsibilities, and I just feel like he would be that aloof father. He just wouldn't really be there for you, you know? He's running a freaking school. Whereas Hagrid, he's just out there living life, simple. He'd play cards with you. Like Sean said, he'd throw the ball.
Play catch with you, all pick his head around.
And no, but everyone loves Hagrid. He's not like he's not gonna be a threat.
Malfoy,
you know?
Doesn't love Hagrid.
He's
and
kid.
Spoiler alert, but your dad's gonna die.
So is Hagrid.
Really?
Why is Hagrid not gonna die? What?
What do you mean? No, Hagrid.
Everybody dies.
Okay, sorry.
Oh, you mean in the
Dumbledore's like 900 years old, so
yeah, he would like live longer.
Really? He's 900 years old?
He's pretty old.
He's an old dude.
How old is Hagrid?
Who knows?
Man, I'm gonna learn a lot this podcast.
What if we knew, like, all the exact numbers? Oh, yeah, he's exactly...
You pretty much do.
No, he's not, because this year is 2020, so that would make him 937.
And Dumbledore's a Virgo, so according to...
All right, well, that's 2-2. Sean, I think we clearly know.
The experts.
Sean's lying. He would actually have Dumbledore.
Shut up.
Is that what you're whispering to him?
Hey, you don't have to be nice to make Sage feel better. You pick what you want.
I choose Dumbledore. I mean, Hagrid.
All right, next question.
Okay, sorry. Dumbledore was obviously the cooler choice.
What? Then why did you choose Hagrid?
Because I felt bad for Hagrid, because really, it's just like, there's really no comparison. Dumbledore's
well,
just, like,
I think that's a fair question. Hagrid is a really good, like, big father figure Harry, I almost said Sage. And he drops.
He is now.
He holds the baby, and he's the one that brings him to his aunt and uncle's house, and then cries when he has to leave him.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
But he took him on a motorcycle with no helmet, no car seat.
He means well, but...
and
that's what I'm saying. He's
he
the cool,
flew over a
he's
lake
the cool
with
uncle
him.
Kind of a dad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey, guys, we are already moving on to the next question.
All right, you're good job. We got it.
Would you rather... spend a month in the Forbidden Forest or spend a month in Azkaban?
Forbidden Forest.
Hands down, there's no question about that. People lose their minds in Azkaban.
I'm sure you could in the Force too, but like Azkaban, you got all those Dementors sucking your soul out all the freaking
time. They were only there for the one.
Oh,
was
it just for the one? Oh, okay.
You have all the unicorns you could hang out with.
But your life is probably like you're going to stay alive in the prison, whereas the Force, you can die from all the Dementors
feeding off your soul.
But they all survive. They survive there for years and years and years, right?
Not everyone. Only the powerful witches and wizards that get put there.
I'm not really sure.
But you're probably going to survive
in
the prison, whereas in the forest, there's all sorts of crazy things that are going to kill you. And it's creepy.
I like going places that are forbidden.
The forbidden section, likes to, or whatever it's called.
Restricted section.
The restriction section. What was the other one?
Forbidden Forest?
No, the chamber. The
Chamber of Secrets?
The one where the dog's at.
That's,
The left-hand corridor on the right-hand side.
I thought that was the restricted section.
No, that's the library.
I would choose the forest too.
Sheesh.
Why?
Because, you just have so much more ground.
You're telling me in the Forbidden Forest you wouldn't lose your mind there, hearing all the sounds and always...
How long do I have to be there?
A month? And having to fend off all the wild creatures in there?
He brings up a good point.
What's all in the forest?
I'm not really sure what Azkaban's like, to be honest.
Forbidden. We'll find out.
Don't they go in the Forbidden Forest?
Part of it.
What do they find in there? Isn't that where they find all the big spiders?
A unicorn.
Is that the one where they find all the huge spiders?
But they find a unicorn.
They find spiders.
Answer my question.
Voldemort.
There was a lot of stuff.
Was
but
dead
mostly
when
unicorns.
They found it.
Centaurs. I would build me a fort.
A giant. Hagrid's half brother.
You're gonna die in
go
there,
out in the day and kill me some dinners and cook it, and then go back in my fort and then just and live.
How about we just live on the edge of the forest, like right next to the school, but technically still in the forest?
Can I just bring up a point real quick?
It's true. Mm-hmm.
So, Sean, a couple weekends ago. We went camping.
Hey, this is
your fort. Hey, drop it.
Hey, this is not talking about like. No, this is fake me. We're talking about real me.
No, this is real you. Oh, we went camping, and your body hated you. Allergic reactions.
Ben and Azkaban. I'm
going
there.
It was hot. You could like. You were miserable camping.
Oh, that's true.
And you said you couldn't sleep.
Do I have a bed, Azkaban?
A stone slab.
Who knows?
I think you'd have more of a bed in Azkaban than you would in the forest.
You might feel more safe.
You are not an outdoorsy guy.
Changed my mind. Sure. I'd rather go to prison.
Thank you.
Free meal.
No,
they're going to keep you alive. If you're in the forest, you have to keep yourself alive.
And if I'm in there for a month, I try to do something that's really bad, so they put me in like the isolated room, and they just keep bringing me food. Because I'd rather just chill by myself and stuff like that for a whole month and not get killed or something like that. So do something crazy. And if you're only in there for a month and you can't get in trouble, beat a guard up or whatever and they'll put you in the isolation. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
You're going to beat up a guard?
I'm just trying to protect yourself. If you're in the forest, you can't really protect yourself. But in Azkaban, you can if you're only in there for a month.
You're isolated.
And if you beat up a guard, then they put you in a...
You're
own
assuming
cells
that
bed,
there's like
so then they can't,
cells.
They can't beat you up.
Maybe there's cells.
I think it's between going crazy... in an isolated cell with nothing to do, but like knowing your surroundings, as opposed to going crazy in the forest where you don't know what's around you and you're like creeped out all the time and you might die. So I go prison as well.
I have an important question.
Okay.
Do you have magic when you're in the forest, or is it how you are now?
How you are now.
Then I will choose Azkaban.
And you would choose the forest if you had magic to protect yourself?
I think so. Because in Azkaban, they would take your magic away, because you're freaking in prison. But you would have magic there, so you could protect yourself.
They don't take your magic away.
I feel like...
How do you take someone's magic
away? They have spells that make it so you can't use magic, is what I meant.
Oh. Is it like enchanted or something?
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. I'm assuming, because they do that to Hogwarts, and so they probably do that to Azkaban. Okay.
Wait, but they don't... They do magic in Hogwarts.
Yeah, but like they have... they have certain magic. They can't teleport in and out of Hogwarts because it's like to protect from the dark people coming in, and they have like that force field away. Force field.
Gross.
Around Hogwarts, so that Dementors can't get in and stuff like that.
I think that's 3-1. Okay. Next question. Would you rather have a pet hippogriff or a pet phoenix?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Good. I didn't come up with that. I didn't even know.
Very good question.
Thank you. That was.
I didn't know either of those were. That was yours?
I don't know. I helped you with it.
Oh.
Actually, no, that was.
No, I came. I got the question online and I asked you what they were.
So let's think about this. If we had a phoenix, what would be the.
Can we get some context first? Can you tell me and the listeners what they both are?
Hippogriffs you can fly with. And they're fun.
And
they're very respectful.
What are they?
They're like, it's like a lion,
horse
bird.
Thingy.
Yeah.
Which movie is it from?
The third.
Sure.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Azkaban.
Azkaban.
So, like, if it's, like, tamed to you, yeah, you can fly on it and stuff.
If you bow and they bow back, then you can ride them.
And they're powerful, kind of, like, they're strong. Like, they could probably...
Oh,
a phoenix can bring you the sorting hat, and if you're a Gryffindor, you can pull the sword out of it.
Yeah. But he also... It's tears heal.
Okay.
So
there's
a plus
side.
What? For what?
The phoenix's tears heal you.
Yes.
And they also are reborn in their ashes, so they don't really die ever.
You'll have it for life.
Yeah.
It heals you when you get hurt?
Yeah. Like it heals his wound.
Can the hippogriff do that?
No.
What's the hippogriff's powers?
It can fly.
That's it?
Fly on it.
It can fly, and
it looks pretty cool, though.
And you can, it's like, I don't know, it could probably kill a person.
Yeah. Oh. So it's more like defense?
Like a guard dog.
Okay.
Yeah.
So like a guard, like a flying guard dog.
Good for defense.
Versus a healing
bird? Versus a healing, never dying bird.
Never dies?
Never dies.
Whoa.
Well, it does die, but then it's reborn.
Right.
But it does die.
Yeah. It's reborn as a little baby birdie. It goes, wheep, wheep, little puppet in the ash. Wheep, wheep.
Who has the phoenix?
Dumbledore.
Sean, what do you think?
I would choose the hippogriff.
Why?
Because it'd be like my little, like my pony, and I ride it around, and me and it can fly around, and be best buddies, and best time to wear a striped sweater.
Oh my god.
He's all the time, one with the collar, turtleneck. I was trying to do the best friend song.
Sage is like, what just happened?
I have no idea what you guys are saying. This happens all the time, by the way. You guys just start singing something or like quoting something, and you all do it in unison, and I have no idea what it's from.
That's from SpongeBob.
Ah, that would explain it. Sean, you okay over there?
Sean's dying.
So that made no sense.
Anyway, he wants a hippogriff. Skylar, what's your...
Skylar, what do you want?
I think I'm leaning towards the phoenix. Because I feel like one animal is like offensive and one is defensive. The hippogriff is more of the attack dog versus the phoenix is more healing and...
How deep of a wound can it heal? Like if you break a bone, can it heal that?
All it says is that it has healing properties. So I don't think it could like bring you back from the dead, but it would help.
So should we say like it can heal any cuts, or would you also say like if your freaking leg was cut off, could it heal that? No.
I don't think it could reattach it, no.
I don't think so either. Okay, so yeah. So if it's just that, like if it's not like super good healing, but like decent, then I think I would go for hippogriff, because you could freaking fly, man. You know what I'm saying?
Amen, brother.
Amen, brother.
Yeah, I would have to choose the hippogriff. Just because I don't know much about the phoenix, but, I mean, it's like a flying horse, you know? I mean...
Amen, brother.
Come on. Come on. Can it, like, shoot fire out of his mouth or anything cool like that?
No.
No, but it does burn when it dies. Like, it ignites into flame and then burns itself and then it's reborn.
No, well, I was talking about hippogriff.
Oh. I don't know.
Okay. Would you rather... have an invisibility cloak, or have a time turner?
Ooh. How far can the time turner turn?
As many times as you can wind.
Yeah. But you can't... Once you go back, you have to relive it. Oh, no, that's not true. You can go back and forth.
As many times as you can wind? So, like, the stronger you are, the better?
No. The more times you tip it.
What?
Don't you twist a thing?
Well, you twist it, but it flips upside down and then back upside up, so it's just spinning it.
Right, so you have to like spin it however
I'd say you could go back as far as you wanted.
Yeah, probably.
You just have to spend it a bunch of times.
I just don't know if I want to be messing with time, though, because, you know.
So it's essentially a time travel device.
Yeah. Loads of witches and wizards have gone mad meddling with time.
Is that a,
I was
that's
so
a direct quote
that
from
was,
McGonagall.
What was that? Oh. Episode 3? Or, sorry,
yeah.
Number 3?
It was 3, yes.
Yeah.
That one was so confusing to me.
You have to watch it again. That's a lot of people's favorite.
Yeah, that's like a good one.
The Halloween vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why I don't like it.
The pumpkins.
What would you pick?
I'll wait till I hear the consensus.
Yeah,
I'm just, always the odd man out.
You're trying to be. You're trying real hard to be.
I'm the first one to answer.
Be truthful.
How can I try
to yourself?
Be?
Fair point.
But I know what I'm gonna pick.
So if you're if we all three pick the one that you were gonna pick, do you think you'd switch your answer?
No.
Okay.
You have to be true to the Harry
Potter. Time travel.
Time travel says
time travel is more powerful, but I think I just don't want to mess with time. So I'm like, I think I'm leaning towards the invisibility cloak, just because I don't want to, you know. I don't know.
Roll the dice, man.
And the invisibility cloak is just what it sounds like, right? Makes you invisible.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess I'd do the time one.
Amen, brother.
Amen, brother. Sean, you trying to get on my good side today?
Amen, brother.
Is that good?
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know.
Okay. I just want to make sure it's good. I didn't know if that was sarcastic or not. I got scared.
Guess you'll never know.
Intimidated. I'll stop. I'm sorry.
Did I intimidate you, Sean?
Reboot. I'm back, boys and girls.
Skylar, what would you pick?
The invisibility cloak.
Because
time should not be messed with.
I agree.
I think there's way too many consequences.
I actually didn't really pick either, but I just said I'm leaning towards the invisibility cloak. I'm going to go with that.
Yeah. I guess. This is probably more practical approaches to that, too. Okay. Next question. Would you rather fight the basilisk or fight a dementor?
Do you have magic? That's very important.
You would have to. You couldn't fight a dementor without.
Yeah.
What's a basilisk?
It's the big snake. Serpent that lives in the school.
Yeah.
The big green one?
Probably.
The one that was in the dungeons?
It's the giant one.
The one that comes out of the toilet?
He stabs it with a sword.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That giant one came out of a toilet?
I mean, it's in the girl's bathroom.
Yeah.
The girl's bathroom's
well, it didn't
bigger?
It didn't come out of the toilet. There's a secret entrance.
Giant, there's a secret entrance, but it was like a bathroom.
Giant toilets in the girl's bathroom? I gotta go back and watch those first couple. I haven't watched them in years.
Them Potter girls' dick. They need bigger toilets.
Sean, what would you do?
Well, I don't like snakes, and I don't like ghosts. So, I'm out.
And for that reason, I'm out.
So, yes, magic.
Sean, you have to pick one.
I don't have to choose on this one because I don't like snakes and I don't like ghosts. And for that, I'm out.
Well, I really don't like snakes. And I didn't realize that that's what that was. I just figured it. So, I'm definitely going to do the Dementor.
Snakes are Sage's one fear, just like Indiana Jones.
Yeah, man. Snakes are gross.
I think
evil
they're cool.
And creepy and nasty and probably smelly. And I don't like them.
Dogs are smellier than
so
snakes.
A big giant one, that's like my actual nightmare. 100% I'm doing Dementor.
I'm gonna,
which one you would rather fight?
Yeah.
If you have magic, then Dementor. That's what I'd pick.
Yeah,
why?
If you have magic, I would pick Dementor. Because
you can't
too.
Kill Dementor without magic. It's...
No, but even if you have magic for both, why would you rather Dementor than Snake?
I feel like, because I know the spell for the Dementor one, and I don't really know how to fight a snake, so...
Is that really what it comes down to in Harry Potter? All you have to do is remember, like, just memorize a certain spell for each situation.
Well,
you have to have the form down, the speech down,
the feeling.
Intention down.
You have to have the twist and flick down, and you have to have the feeling, like have you seen
about to get real nerdy in here.
The new Disney movie.
The new Disney
Pixar.
The one with the blue people?
Yeah.
I forget.
Onward.
Yeah. No. Haven't seen it.
Well, that's where I was going with it.
Okay.
That's all I remember.
Gonna continue that thought.
What was I talking about?
Onward, the movie. Onward. Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
But what part? Oh, I remember.
Fight a Dementor.
Oh, yeah. You have to have, like, the feeling behind it. Like, he kept trying to say it over and over and over, but nothing would happen or wouldn't be very good because he didn't learn the spell.
Okay.
What's going on?
Cut out all that. What's going on? What's going on here? Bitches!
That's nothing to do with Harry Potter.
We already had back then.
PBF!
Okay, did we all answer?
Yes.
I've been trying to do better at, like, going around and hitting each of us. Remember how last time I would go around in circles and skip people?
Yeah.
Okay, Jackson. Okay, Sean. Okay, Jackson. You just did me. Oh, did I?
Okay, myself.
It's
or,
really
or, it's hard.
Or like one person.
It's
will
really
answer,
hard
we'll
for me
next.
To multitask.
It is. It says you're doing a good job.
Yeah, you're doing a great job.
Okay, next question. Would you rather be able to play Quidditch for a day or have Felix Felicis for one day?
Liquid Luck.
Jackson, give us some context, please.
Liquid Luck. So that Liquid Luck, you take it and you are lucky the entire day. And like all your everything that you set out to do will work out for you. But only until the effects wear off. Or you can play Quidditch for a day, which is dope.
Quidditch is pretty dope. That's like, that was always my favorite part of Harry Potter.
I've always wanted to fly on one of the broomsticks. You know?
Me too.
I'm just saying, that would be so fun.
I think that would hurt the Nutters, though. Nutter Butters downstairs.
Excuse me?
I feel like a broom would hurt the Nutter Butters downstairs if you're...
Neighbors downstairs?
You know how fun it would be just to be flying around with all your friends on broomsticks? Playing Harry Potter game.
Harry Potter game?
Are you talking about the
Quidditch? Okay.
Are you talking about the, like, that cosplay thing that people do?
We're talking about real life.
No, actual Quidditch.
Actual Quidditch with a broomstick, and you're flying around and throwing the ball around and stuff like that. And then you're the Sage is the Seeker.
Thank you. That would be so fun to be flying around on the broomstick, playing a game, competitive. Imagine Quidditch World Cup.
Oh, Episode 4. That's your favorite one.
Yeah, it is, because there's a competition.
And I'll be the goalie, and then what I think of, I'll just go, boom, with my belly, and hit the ball away. And then you guys would be Sean, yelling my name, and I'm like, I'm finally enough to something, guys.
Oh, man.
So we'd all do Quidditch? Or no, you said Liquid Luck.
I would do Luck.
You
don't want to go play?
I do want to play,
but, you know, I think there's more possibilities and opportunities with the Liquid.
You'll never, ever be able to play
off
Quidditch.
As soon as that wears off.
Well, yeah. You can only play Quidditch once, so that'll wear off.
And you could only do that thing.
Why would you want luck when you can, you know, just get the skill? Just do the skill.
You're not going to be able to fly on a broomstick.
What if my ambition for the day is to play Quidditch, and I will get that from being lucky?
Dang. But then, why would you...
No, it's exclusive. One or the other. You could be lucky in anything else you want, but you can't play Quidditch because you said no.
I could be lucky in flying without a broomstick just for fun. Woo!
Damn.
That's not luck. That's magic.
Yeah. He's trying to sell us, Sage.
No. Yeah.
But he's passing.
That's true.
Are
that's
we in the magic world, though, or the real world? This needs to be defined.
Well, there's a lot of questions here.
Quidditch would be fun, but Jackson has some good points.
Thanks, man.
Well, I think that I am lucky, but I'd like to try the Liquid Luck to confirm how different it is.
Haven't we had a discussion with you before and you saying that you don't believe in luck?
No. What? I always say that
Jackson?
I have luck.
That was me.
You don't believe in luck.
No.
I believe that I am crazy lucky.
I mean...
And that's a whole other topic because me and Skylar were giving it to you, right? We were...
Yeah, but I don't know if you guys were understanding what I was saying, because I'm saying, like, yeah, someone can, like, kind of, like, be lucky, you know, but, like, I don't believe there's a, like, magical force called luck that some people have and some people don't, you know what I mean?
I don't think it's exclusive, or it's not, like, like, some people have it and some people don't, but some people can get lucky and other people can get unlucky, and it can...
I feel like you can channel the whatever lucky is and ride it.
It's not like you have luck or you don't have luck, but there is luck involved in everyday life.
I think there's chance involved. I don't think there's luck involved.
Well, there's luck, there's good luck, and there's bad luck. Maybe we call it different things. But you can't say that someone that is a professional football player got there only by skill, right?
No, right. He got lucky at because he just...
Right time, right place. He got lucky. Opportunity.
But it was just from chance that he got that, you know? It's not that, like, oh, he got... You know, there's not, like, I'm saying, like, there's no, like, there's not this force or thing called luck that just, like, helps people.
Deep, brother.
I just think you just happen by chance to be more lucky than other people. Does that make sense?
You just said you just happen to be more lucky than other people.
Yeah, if you use it, you
use
chance.
Well, I did that on purpose so you would understand what I was saying, but so you can take lucky out and just say...
Say what?
What did I say?
I don't get it. By describing your chance, you are using our word of luck.
Yeah. Okay, but that's not the point.
That is the point. That's where I'm confused.
I did that on purpose.
I think you believe in the same type of thing we believe in. You just don't want to call it luck for some reason. Because I think maybe that in your mind takes away from hard work or something.
I can see that. Because you kind of, like, you don't want to describe it is how I feel about lucky.
Like, it sounds like
I don't think things happen for a reason, or, like...
Do you think that one person is more lucky than another person?
I believe people might be more fortunate than other people. They might have the same background, and one person might be more fortunate. But that doesn't mean there's, like, this lucky thing. I don't know.
It's interesting.
I don't know how to describe it.
We'll have to come back to that.
Yeah.
I like that. That's good.
Yeah, because I want to, like, dive into that deeper and see what you mean.
Well, I try to explain it, though, and I just go in circles. I don't know how to explain it more.
I'm with you, brother.
Maybe we...
You understand?
I feel you, bro. Your wavelengths come here, bro. Everyone's okay. Lucky, man. I get it.
Yeah, we all lucky.
You suck.
Next question. Would you rather have as a roommate Harry, Ron, or Hermione? Would you rather have as a roommate Harry or Ron?
Oh, okay. Ron's kind of...
I feel like we should add Hermione into this.
That's a good question, but I feel like we should add Hermione into it.
I hate you both. Sean, that was good. Thanks, man.
Gotcha.
Who would you choose, Harry or Ron?
Well, with Harry, everyone's trying to kill Harry. You know, there's a lot of people trying to kill Harry. With Ron, no one gives a heck about Ron,
yeah.
Except for Hermione. So Hermione will be still coming over. So that's
okay.
Good point.
I would choose Ron because then Hermione will be coming over, and you don't have people coming after you. I love you, Harry, but, you know, come on, bro.
Why wouldn't Hermione come over to hang out with Harry?
Because she's in love with Ron.
Well, because she's...
What? Don't Harry and Hermione kiss?
No?
Yeah, they do.
They do.
They do. I remember. There's smoke and they kiss.
Yeah, yeah. It's not actually.
Yeah, that's not real.
It's a vision.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was to try and make
Wait,
Ron
so
jealous.
Harry and Hermione don't end up together?
No. He's no. with Ginny.
Man, I need to watch.
Harry liked Cho, but then they were together, and then he liked Ginny, and now they're married forever.
Oh,
Ron likes Hermione, and they had to fights all the time, but now they're together and married.
Disclaimer, J.K. Rowling said that she could go back, she'd change it, but it's done now.
J.K. Rowling said that she would make Harry and Hermione end up together?
Yeah.
J.K. Rowling says a lot of things.
She says that it didn't make sense for her to want, but it's done.
Once the words are on the page, that's it. Then it leaves it up to the reader's interpretation. She can't go back and change it.
That's correct.
And she said that.
But apparently she says a lot of things.
Yeah, she does say a lot of things.
Okay, well, so what's your answer, boys?
Ron, for the same reason.
I'd choose Harry.
I mean, you wouldn't be able to do anything with Hermione because Ron...
Harry's loyal, man. I mean, so is Ron, but...
I was actually leaning towards Harry, too, just because I feel like I'd vibe with him a little more.
He would probably buy you a lot of stuff from the trolley.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's got the money.
All I was remembering is Ron, like, being jealous of Harry and always being, like, a twat. He was just, like, that annoying, jealous friend a lot of times, wasn't he? And Harry's just that...
But he got the girl, so he won.
And Harry got his girl.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, his best friend's sister.
Well, I'm the only one that picked Harry, then?
Me too.
Me too?
Let's see. Do I leave Scarlet?
Harry for life.
Just kidding. I'd choose Ron.
I'd still choose Ron.
Yeah.
I feel like same reason for Dumbledore. He's more powerful. I could learn more from him.
Absolutely. He's a stud.
He's a stud.
You just want to take over the world and kill everyone, don't you?
With Harry? The guy that's trying to save the world?
With he's Harry, that disgusting Harry. Twat.
He's trying to learn from Harry so he can take over the world. I see.
Okay. Final question.
Made it. A lot of editing for stage, but we made it.
Well, that's going to end up on the cutting room floor. Okay. Would you rather be Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, Slytherin, or Gryffindor?
Gryffindor.
You get to choose. No hat for you.
No hat.
Yes, Sean?
So, when I took test, I was Slytherin.
Okay.
But wow. I think I would choose Gryffindor. Because I feel like that's the good guy club. And that's the one that you want to be on because they're the winners. Slytherin doesn't win. And I just realized now that... Screw Slytherin, okay? So about my Gryffindor. Gryffindor's the winner, okay?
Why are you crying?
He's crying.
I'm not crying.
Very passionate.
You just got very...
On that...
For Gryffindor!
Sean, sit down.
On that note, I would choose Slytherin.
Is that how you really feel inside? Like you're a bad person trying to be a good person?
Yes. Thank you.
I see you.
Sean. I just want to mention that...
No, don't mention that.
Do you know what I'm about to mention?
Oh, go ahead.
What did you think I was going to mention? No. I just want to mention that earlier today, like I said, I was listening to the Star Wars podcast. And when I asked if you'd rather be Sith or Jedi, you were very adamant that you wanted to be Sith. And we were like, why, Sean?
This is a different time. This is a different thing.
And you,
Star Wars is different from Harry Potter. In Harry Potter, I'd rather be on the good guys club, okay?
Uh-huh.
Just saying.
But do you remember why your reasoning for being a Sith?
I don't care. This
you, said, I'm such a big, soft, good guy in real life, and so... If I can choose another one, I want to be a bad guy.
Are you a mood-driven decision maker?
This is Harry Potter. I'm in a different... I can have bipolarness in scenarios of movies, okay? Let me have bipolarness in selection of movie things, okay? Jeez, these are complicated, Sage. Don't do this to me.
Sit down.
Let me say what I want to say.
No, please don't hurt me.
Don't do that.
This got very exciting. This. Whew.
On another note, I'd still choose Gryffindor.
I'd choose Gryffindor.
Yep.
Well, you guys both want to be the cliche good guys, huh?
Heck yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
That's what I am in every video game. Like, if you have a choice to be good or bad,
yeah.
I'm going to be the cliche good guy.
And then what do you do?
And then I have fun and kill all the good guys when I'm done.
He's like, every time I play a video game, if there's an option, I always have to be the good guy first. And I go through the whole story. And then when I finish and go play again, then I have fun and be the bad guy and kill everybody.
Dude, that's how it's going to be when I'm reincarnated. I'm going to be a super bad guy.
What bad guy would you reincarnate into?
Stalin.
Jeez.
Just kidding.
Could have been worse. Skylar, why are you going to be Slytherin?
Because I took the test online, and that's what I was sorted into, and that's what I was in fourth grade when they put us in houses.
He said no sorting hat. That counts as sorting hat.
Okay, well, that's what I would choose, because I've already seen what the sorting hat would have chose.
Do you feel like that fits your personality the best?
Maybe.
Which house fits your personality the best? Gross, that's what the snake says.
Yeah, right? Powerful tongue.
Yuck. Is the snake like the official mascot of Slytherin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, screw that.
Yeah, you don't want to be Slytherin.
No, they're all evil anyways, huh?
Yeah.
Can you give me a tour or tell me what Hufflepuff and what's the other one? Ravenclaw. Can you tell me what those are?
I could look it up real quick.
Okay. Why just tell me why you're doing Gryffindor while Skylar looks it up.
Okay. Oh, why I'm doing Gryffindor? It's the same reason. I'm a typical good guy the first time around.
Okay.
And you know, they're like all the cool people are in Gryffindor.
So you're trying to be the popular squad.
Not popular, just they seem more fun to be around. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be with Malfoy's freaking D-hole. And, you know, I don't know but anyone else in the other houses.
The other two look like
Ravenclaw. Yeah, Ravenclaw's up there.
Go ahead, Sean.
Ravenclaws are known for their wisdom, cleverness, and wit.
I'm Ravenclaw.
Wisdom, cleverness, and wit. Okay,
now we're going to this one says
intelligence, learning, and wisdom for Ravenclaw.
Do Gryffindor.
No, we all know what Gryffindor is. I want to
Gryffindor is courage, bravery, and charity.
Okay.
And what about Hufflepuff?
Hufflepuff values hard work, patience, justice, and loyalty.
And Twinkies.
Okay. Oh, I might be Hufflepuff more than...
And then Slytherin. And then it just says Slytherin with a dot, so I have to, like, click on it to get to the rest of it.
I think I'm still doing Gryffindor.
Can you give me, like, a character? Like
Slytherin values ambition, cunning, leadership, and resourcefulness. So, yes, I would say
Wait Slytherin. A sec, I kind of like Slytherin now, too. If I go by those.
Back down, buddy.
If we're going strictly by those characteristics, I would choose Slytherin.
The gang always seems appealing until all of a sudden one day you're squatted up with Voldemort and they're like, if you want to be a part
just
of the club,
you're Slytherin
you
doesn't
have
mean
to be
you
bad.
Have to be with yeah. Voldemort. That's a stereotype.
All Slytherin, all
are you stereotyping us?
No, all of us
is house discrimination.
I mean, all the bad witches or wizards are Slytherin,
just
but
because
not
our
all,
common room is in the
Slytherins
dungeon,
are bad witches
you're
and wizards.
You're telling me that's a coincidence?
It's just a risk I'm willing to take.
What?
Look.
You are
houseist.
Yeah.
Ron says.
He just said that literally every single evil person in the movies comes from Slytherin.
But
that's
not every evil person comes from Slytherin.
That's not true because most of the people didn't even all go to Hogwarts. There's other schools.
Oh, okay. So maybe not everyone, but most bad wizards. Because Ron says there isn't a bad witch or wizard that hasn't been from Slytherin. He says that in the movie.
Let's go around the table. I'm Hufflepuff. Jackson.
Slytherin.
Gryffindor!
Slytherin.
Man, you went from Gryffindor to Slytherin.
Yep.
I knew you'd come over.
I wouldn't be a bad guy. I would just have those characteristics.
Man. That's what they all say when they first join.
Those are pretty big characteristics.
Yep.
I don't think Malfoy said that. I think he wanted to be...
I chose Slytherin.
Sean!
I have to join
Sean,
the crew.
Sean, that wasn't
hey,
even like a...
I have to join the crew. I'm
hey,
sorry.
Oh. Yep.
I can talk to snakes, too.
Yeah, I'm out.
Wait, can we?
Maybe you wouldn't be scared of snakes.
So. And well, on that note,
next Sean?
Shot.
Goodbye.
Wait, that was it? Wait, I'm not done. I'm geeking out on Harry Potter right now.
Sorry, Jackson. You know, this is special. This is a special episode. Harry Potter is like one of your favorites.
No, it's not. I'm not a geek. Stop it. No, I'm normal.
Do you have any last words?
Wait, this is staying
about Harry Potter?
I thought Harry said goodbye. I thought we were done.
No, go ahead. Any last words?
I dream about riding a broomstick sometimes.
Me too. I legit, do you really?
Yeah.
I used to have a reoccurring dream.
Sean? Okay.
Goodbye.
You're crying again.
Why are you crying?
Why are you crying?
You're so emotional.
Why are you so emotional today?
I'm not crying.
Okay.